This summer, NHPR has been exploring Route 4, and today we visit what used to be one of the route's biggest attractions. Ruggles Mine once drew visitors from all over the world, but it's been closed and for sale since 2016. NHPR's Daniela Ali has more on what the mine once was, as its future remains unknown.
Remember scouring powder, that white stuff your grandma used to clean the tub or to really get pots to shine? Maybe she used a powder called Bonami, in which case, there's a good chance that the mineral that makes that powder, feldspar, came from New Hampshire's Ruggles Mine.
I always buy Bonami because the feldspar came from up on the hill that I could look out my backyard and see.
This is Jean Brewster Gove. She's 89 and grew up about a mile away from Ruggles in the 1930s and 40s when it was still a working mine. She watched trucks roll by from her front porch filled with chunks of feldspar making its way to the Bonami factory in Keene. Gove says a lot of Grafton men worked at the mine. She'd watch them come into her parents' general store at the end of the day, covered head to toe in white dust from the feldspar.
I used to watch all the people coming and going. That was part of my entertainment, living there as a child.
Feldspar wasn't the only thing mined at Ruggles. There were big chunks of mica and other minerals. But by 1961, market forces had pushed the mine to close. It was cheaper to get some of these minerals from abroad. That's when a man from the area named Arvid Wallstrom saw another future for the mine. Shiny minerals with a view had the makings of a roadside attraction during the road trip's golden age. His daughter, Andrea Brownow, remembers the family story.
And I think he hiked up that road and crawled through the south tunnel in the middle of the winter and saw that amazing main pit, picturesque main pit. Was like, oh yeah, we can do this.
By 1963, that picturesque main pit had been transformed into a tourist attraction. Arvid had installed an outdoor snack bar and gift shop, and later on, a museum was added onto the property. And tourists were greeted with a video, which Andrea Brownow practically has memorized.
Welcome to the Ruggles Mine. You are on top of Isinglass Mountain, the height of 1,747 feet. You are about to enter the oldest and largest mica mine in the country.
Inside, mica made the mine sparkle. The mineral forms in thin sheets, packed together into a book. Some of them were 3 or 4 feet wide. And the view from the mine site is something a lot of people remember, too. You can see the bald top of Cardigan Mountain, the ponds surrounding Grafton, and Route 4 snaking its way east. Deb Clough grew up nearby and says it was magical for her as a kid.
I'd always try to find that crystal clear quartz. Because I always thought, like, that's a diamond, you know? When I was a kid, that's a diamond!
Visitors could rent a hammer for a few bucks or take off using their own gear, hammering away, bucket close by, working to find one of the 150 minerals in the mine. Quartz, garnet, mica, aquamarine. People shared their experiences in videos and posted them on YouTube. Clough says she had a strategy. Either go where other people had been chipping away or head to the spot that had been freshly blasted that year.
You know, so that was like the draw, the adventure of it. Like, oh, what can we find? What are we going to find? We're going to, you know, gold? You know what I mean? It's like a gold rush.
It's unclear if anyone found their fortune at Ruggles, but that wasn't the point. There was always a steady stream of visitors, about 200 a day, says Wendell Clough, Deb's brother-in-law. He worked at Ruggles Mine for 10 years. He says visitors came from all over the world.
England, France, Germany, the Netherlands, even Russians.
A lot of people came in from around New England, too. Local school kids would make annual field trips. But by 2016, it had become harder for the family to keep Ruggles going, so the family decided to sell the mine. The last day Ruggles was open was a sunny, blue June day.
You know, they did the last day they did for free. Anybody could come. And the traffic was, I mean, I think they literally had to turn people away.
The car stretched in a long line. The local newspaper memorialized that day in a video titled Visitors Overwhelm Ruggles Mine. You can see people eking their cars out of line, deciding the wait isn't worth it. Others have parked on the side of the road, trekking up the hill to the mine. There is some good news for fans of the mine. A prospective buyer recently put in a bid for the $900,000 property. The real estate agents, though, aren't sharing any details about their plans. Locals are hoping the mine will be reopened. They say there might still be some gems to be found in Ruggles Mine. For NHPR News, I'm Daniela Alley.